very old story that comes from the early days of the life of our country. A time from way back when there was slavery in this country, there was a folk hero named High John the Conqueror. And he was a myth, and he was a man, and he was a time traveler, and he was a shapeshifter, and he was a trickster like Br'er Rabbit. And his gifts were the gifts of laughter and song and resourcefulness. And he used to visit at times when life on the plantations was very hard for enslaved people. When the work was extra hard or the punishment was extra harsh, High John would come and visit. After a hard day, the people would be gathered in the cabins and sitting there, and somebody would think to tell a story about High John and would help to help them make their way through, help them to make a way out of what seemed like no way in their lives. So one day, High John was thinking about this particular place, this particular plantation where life was extra, extra, extra hard, and he thought, I need to bring these people a gift to carry with them when I'm not here. And so he went to visit them one day, and he said, we're going to go on a trip tomorrow, and I need you to be ready. They said, what do you mean? We can't go anywhere. And he said, you just be ready. You be at the hickory tree tomorrow at the time when you get your little break, your little rest, and you be ready to go. You just put your bodies right there, and we're going to go off on a trip, and nobody is going to know you're gone, but we're going to go. And the people said, well, we don't have anything to wear. We can't go on a big adventure or a big journey in these old rags. And he said, no, no, no. You need to put on your very most special clothes. He said, look down deep, 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 deep into yourself, and you'll find them. You'll find the most beautiful garments you have ever seen. You've been carrying around your whole life, and maybe you didn't even know. And sure enough, the next day, they got to the old hickory tree, and they closed their eyes, and they reached deep, deep, deep down into their spirits, and they found beautiful garments of gold and colors. They were amazing and regal and beautiful, and they put them on. They were there, just resting underneath the tree, but together they were putting on these beautiful garments, and sure enough, very soon, High John came swooping in on an old black crow, and he said, climb on. He said, we're going to go find you something. We're going to go find you a song. You need a song to make it through. So they climbed on the old black crow, and they jumped on, and they flew down, 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 straight into the depths of hell. They flew down there, and they flew around, and actually they had a grand old time there. They had a big pig roast, and there was a dance with the devil's daughter, and some of them didn't want to leave. But High John said, we're not here just to have a pig roast and have some fun. We're here to find your song. We're here to find that beautiful thing that is yours for you to help you make it through your life. He said, so climb back on. So they all climbed back on the old black crow, and they flew up, 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 up into heaven. They flew up into heaven, and it was beautiful, and it was light. It was golden streets as far as you could see, and on every street there was music, different kinds of music. There was jazz music, and there was classical music, and there were trumpets, and there were drums. There was every kind of music you could imagine, but they still couldn't find their song. And then they walked up to the end of one old street, and they saw there at his workbench, Old Maker, which is what they call God. And he was there at his workbench, and he looked up to them, and he called them forward. And then he worked, and he saw them making something. It was hard to describe what it was, but it was malleable, and it was beautiful. And he picked it up, and it was like kind of this flexible thing that you could make into almost anything. It was incredible. And he took this thing, and each of them came up, and he put it in their mouths. One, two, three. Each one of them received this thing. It was their song. That they could make into any kind of song they wanted. A lamentation, which is a song of joy and of despair and sorrow. Or a song of joy, a song of getting together. Or any kind of song you wanted to make, they could make out of this beautiful song that Old Maker had put into their mouths. And just in time, because just then they heard the sound of being called back to work under that old hickory tree. Harsh voices came to them, and pop, they woke up. And they were there under that old hickory tree. They were there under that old hickory tree, but they walked back to work with a little bit of sparkle and mischief in their eyes. They had a little bit of High John right inside their bodies with them as they walked back to their work. a little bit of resourcefulness and laughter and song, and they had that song that Old Maker had put into their mouths, and it carried them through their days. And that's part of what we hope for all of us, is that the things, the beautiful, creative things that help us to live our lives and make them beautiful and meaningful and real, and help us understand our lives and help us just create them, is part of what you discover here and in all the places you are. So that's my story for you this morning. It's an old story, and I'm so glad to